Blog Talk Radio.
There. Good morning and welcome. It is 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and we are live here on the 24th day of June 2015. Attitude of Gratitude is the show. I'm darn grateful to have you along. I'm also very grateful for this wonderful music. It is compliments of award-winning artist David Martinka. You can find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. Thank you, David, for all you do for our show. And thank you for tuning in to An Attitude of Gratitude. I'm telling you, the title of the program today is An Attitude of Gratitude Will a Happy Summer Make? And I got to thinking about that. I mean, sometimes I get a little, you know, take a little poetic license with my titles. But there's a thought behind this that is actually so universal to anything that we're doing. So you can put an attitude of gratitude will a something, a happy something make. It doesn't really matter. You can almost substitute any noun for the word summer, and you can come up with the same type of show, because what it boils down to is it's how we approach what we're doing, not necessarily what we're doing. And I'll give you a prime example, and I was thinking about it the other day only because of something I read, not because of what happened years and years ago. Way, way, way back when I was a relatively newly married woman, back in the early 80s, my husband and I took biking vacations. And I don't mean biking on motorcycles. I mean biking with 10 speeds. And so he's got all these great places mapped out. There was actually a company in business called Michigan Bicycle Touring. And we went on this. There were weekend tours, week-long tours, three-day tours, four-day tours, all over the state of Michigan, the Upper Peninsula and the Lower Peninsula, the northern half of the Lower Peninsula. Now, that's a beautiful country. Absolutely breathtaking. If you ever get a chance to visit Michigan, which is my home state, please do. And please visit as many of our fabulous areas as you can and get a real flavor and a taste for what the slogan says, pure Michigan, right? So anyway, we're on this bike tour. We're up in the UP. There's a lot of hills up there. I'm going to correct myself. There's a lot of mountains up there. Things that is really an amazing energy is when you ride your bike up this mountain and you get to the top of it, hill, whatever you want to call it, and then you get to fly down on the bike. Legs sticking straight out, wind in your hair, whee, and it's fun. And I had just read an article the other day that talked about that, about, wow, what when you climb to the top of that hill and then you get to ride down and it's like flying because the bike's got you and it's like there's no resistance and whatever, whatever. Now, I'm going to tell you what. That is not fun for me. That is not fun for me. I am absolutely petrified and terrified of it. Now, I didn't know I was petrified and terrified of it until I did it. I went on the vacation with an attitude of gratitude, with happiness. Number one, I was with my husband. Number two, I was doing something I had never done before. And number three, I was seeing a part of Michigan, the state I was born and raised in, that I'd never been to before, the Upper Peninsula. So I was really excited about this vacation. Now, when I hit the first hill, mountain, whatever you want to call it, I walked that bike up that hill. Why? Because I don't care how hard I downshifted, I could not manage to pedal up that hill. Okay, fine. Not everybody can. But when I got to the top of it and I started to go down and it was getting faster and faster, my heart started racing and I became so terrified that I literally got off the bike and walked the downhill. Everybody's flying by. There's a lot of people on this tour, like 25, 30 people. And everybody's flying by me going, hey, Annette, hey, Annette. And I'm just like, uh-huh, hello, I'll see you at the lunch break, no problem. Now, even though that was not a happy experience for me, I had a good time because I approached the entire experience with an attitude of gratitude. Again, I was grateful to be out with my husband. I was grateful to see a part of the country I hadn't seen before. I was grateful to meet all these new people. I was grateful that there was a wagon that took me and my bike after lunch to the next hotel, so I didn't have to ride the next 25, 30 miles or however long we would have chosen. I personally had a great time. Now, I'm going to tell you why I told you that, because the flip side of that was that because I did not enjoy it the way my husband enjoyed it, he had a rotten time, because he based his whole enjoyment of the experience we were having on whether or not I was going to be as excited to have this experience as he was. Therefore, this man who looked more forward to this than I ever could have possibly, who enjoyed those uphills and downhills more than bears chase and butterflies, hated the trip because I did not have the same joy that he did. There's the difference right there. I wanted to tell you that story because it illustrated completely how an attitude made something happy or not happy. It wasn't the actual event that had as much to weigh in on it. Because my attitude was one of, hey, I'm on vacay. Hey, I can have a cocktail. Hey, I can have whatever I want to eat. Hey, this is really cool. I had a great time. Because my husband didn't expect me to not enjoy it. And because my husband only allowed himself to be happy if I was as ecstatic as he was, he did not. So this is the perfect illustration for me of how an attitude of gratitude can literally take whatever situation, event, moment you are in and make it happy. Because it really is more about how you look at a situation as opposed to what the situation is. Now, let's take a wedding. Now, my wedding was very small. A lot of people's weddings are not. Some people elope. Some people go to the Justice of the Peace. We almost did. We almost went straight to the mayor's office, but we wanted to get married at a certain time on a certain day. And the mayor in the city I live in, which is the same city I live in now, wasn't available. And it just sort of like, ah, rats. Okay, fine. So we ended up having like a very small wedding in the living room. I mean, I still wore a white dress and carried flowers, and we had a minister and family and a cake and champagne. So, I mean, it was like a wedding thing. But the idea is, sometimes things don't go right with weddings. Sometimes the rings don't fit. Sometimes people get lost. Sometimes the bride's dress, and here's another, oh my gosh, here's another crazy thing. A friend of mine back in my videography days and my studio days was getting married, and he, honest to goodness, we were all buddies. He worked at a neighboring studio for a different city, so he got all the rest of us that worked for the cities around us to get our camcorders and come and tape his wedding for him. And then we gave him all the footage, and then he edited it together and had his wedding video. Well, he was ecstatic. We were ecstatic for Keith. I don't remember his lovely bride's name. In fact, I don't think they're still married. But anyway, Keith was getting married. It was my job to go and do the videography of the bride at her home and the pre-wedding setup. And oh my gosh, she was just a happy, happy woman. So we get to the church, and I don't remember where my camera was set up, but I've got my camera going. We've got three other guys with their cameras going. We're getting this great wedding. Now we all proceed outside. We're standing in formation, because when you stand outside at a wedding, you're in some sort of formation so the bride and groom can go through. What I didn't know was going to happen, okay, now the other videographers did, I did not, was that there was a group of people with silly string. And the groom was a huge Star Trek fan. So what he did, and this was going to make him exceedingly happy, he was dressed like in a Captain Kirk outfit instead of a suit, which was what he wanted to wear. If you know Star Trek, you'll understand that. If not, hey, go look it up, the original on TV. Anyway, he had all his buddies from the Star Trek group that were there, and they all had silly string. And when the bride and the groom walked out, they stood on either side of them and saluted them with a spray of silly string. The bride was not happy. It went all over her dress. It didn't come off. Yeah, she went through the entire reception with all of this colored silly string. It looked like dried old spaghetti. Now, the groom, on one hand, thoroughly enjoyed the wedding because everything he wanted to have happen came off without a hitch. He was so cool. He was so grateful that his friend showed up and they used their silly string. The bride, however, did not enjoy the wedding because in her mind, it was only going to be perfect if everything went a certain way. Again, very similar to the story that I used at the beginning of the program about how our expectations set us up. So if all we expect is that we're just going to get through the day, we'll just get through the day. But if we have this attitude of gratitude, if we have the energy of happiness, if we set out to say, I'm going to be happy no matter what, I'm going to enjoy myself no matter what, I'm going to make this the best day of my life simply because I can, doesn't matter what you're doing. Now, I talked about a vacation and a wedding. Let's talk about a doctor's appointment. Let's talk about grocery shopping. Some people don't like grocery shopping. I happen to be one of those people that does. I love to get into the bargains. I love to chat with the people at the store. I just, by gosh, love it. I don't even mind hauling it home and putting it away. But a lot of people don't. A lot of people really, really, really don't. They find it abhorrent. They just don't enjoy it. But when I leave the house to go to the grocery store, I go with an attitude of gratitude. And I say to myself, I'll get the best parking space. I'll find the greatest bargains. I'm so excited. Now, I might not get the best parking space, but I'll tell you what, 9 times out of 10 I do. Because that's the other thing. That energy, that attitude that I put out there attracts to me the other energy that will give me more happiness. It will give me more gratitude. So, yes, I do find the bargains. And, yes, I do get the best parking space. Yes, I do get a lot of smiles. Yes, I do get a lot of help. Heck, fire, I make some friends. Why? Because I have an attitude of gratitude when I get out of that car. I have an attitude of gratitude when I hit the inside of that store. I have an attitude of gratitude as I'm leaving. I literally make the event the big deal, the real big deal, because of my attitude. If I can do it, folks, you can do it. This is not exclusive to me. This is not just some secret thing that I managed to do that if everybody else tried it, they'd go, oh, and that it doesn't work. I'm going to tell you what. If you try it and it doesn't work, try it again. And keep trying it until you prove yourself wrong, that it does work. Okay, if you try it once it doesn't work, anything, say, look, I'm right, it doesn't work. Keep trying until you prove yourself wrong, that it does work. Edison did the same thing when he made the light bulb. Kept at it. When they asked him, sir, and the number changes. I've heard he tried 1,000 times. I heard he tried 10,000 times. So let's go with 1,000 because easy enough number. He was interviewed and he was asked, how does it feel to fail 999 times? And he said, I didn't fail 999 times. I found 999 other ways it doesn't work. He went in with an attitude of gratitude into that experiment. He had to have, because you couldn't have 999 times it doesn't work and still be happy about it and still be okay with it if you didn't approach it with an attitude of gratitude. So an attitude of gratitude did a happy science experiment make, right? Because we now have this incandescent light bulb, and I've talked about it before. I mean, I bring up a lot of examples that are things you've heard over and over and over again. But the reason I do that is because when we hear them over and over again, and sometimes it takes that. Sometimes we are so caught up in our own fog and funk that we can't get out of it. So there's got to be something that we can go into the little filing cabinet in our brain and go, okay, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, yes, that example, that allows us to sit back and go, oh, my gosh, that is so cool. There, you know, you're right. There is an example. There is something out there. There is this really cool, crazy, wonderful thing that reminds me that it's replicatable, that reminds me it's doable, that reminds me that I'm not alone in this, and that because I'm not alone in this, there is the proof that somehow, some way, somewhere, somebody else did this and pulled it off. There you go. So it doesn't matter whether it's vacation this summer. It doesn't matter whether it's a wedding this summer. It doesn't matter whether you're moving, changing jobs, going to the grocery store, making meatballs for a graduation party. Really, it doesn't matter. An attitude of gratitude will make that experience a happy one. It will make it if you use it. It will be happy if you agree that you are going to be happy regardless. And then everything else is just like sprinkles on the cupcake, right? Everything else is just like adding the cherry to the top of the sundae, and there's a whole bunch of other really cool things that I can say to make it happen. But the idea is you make it happen. And because you make it happen, and because you are the one that pulls the strings on all of this, I know you're going to have a wonderful summer. I know you're going to have a fantastic summer. I know you're going to enjoy yourself tremendously. I know I enjoy it every time I see a new like on the Facebook page, facebook.com/perspectivepower. I know I am just elated every time I see somebody new is following the network at blogtalkradio.com/perspectivepower. I'm thoroughly excited that people visit the website of award-winning artist David Martinko, that it's redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. Lots of great free downloads as well as brand new CDs. I know I have them. They're great. I have all his CDs. And thank you so much for making my day wonderful because you shared an attitude of gratitude.